You know, there was this other paper in the European Journal of Cancer that looked at afatinib and again gets into the specific type of alteration that's seen. And a lot of these are exon 20. You were mentioning the new exon 20 drugs. Is that similar in terms of the location?
So the exon 20 drugs that we're talking about, like poziotinib and TAK-788, they are exon 20 mutations in the EGFR, whereas this is exon 20 in the HER2 gene.
Ah, okay.
So the exon 20 mutations in EGFR generally have been resistant to drugs like erlotinib and osimertinib because the pocket is very small, and so the drug can't, I'm simplifying this, but the pocket is very small, and so the drug can't, drugs like osimertinib and erlotinib. And so there are these tailored drugs, poziotinib and TAK-788, that can reach the pocket, ATP pocket in exon 20 mutations and have shown preclinical and clinical benefit. But interestingly, these drugs also appear to inhibit HER2 mutation positive lung cancers. And most of the HER2 mutations are in the exon 20 of HER2 gene.
Mm.
So even though it's exon 20, that's different than the exon 20 EGFR that we have been sort of talking about in the past. And these drugs have been looked at, again, very limited data, and they do appear to have efficacy probably a little bit better. So there's a drug called pirtobrutinib that has shown a response rate of about 55%, only 12 patients. Poziotinib has shown a confirmed response rate of about 42%, again, only 12 or 13 patients. So limited data, but maybe these drugs have a little bit better responses than the previous EGFR inhibitors such as afatinib.